말씀은 사도행전 11장 15절에서 18절 말씀입니다.
The God's word is from the Acts 11:15-16. Amen.
그 안디옥 교회에 일어난 전도 운동에 대해서 말씀드리겠습니다.
안디옥 교회의 국가 전도 운동에 대해 말씀하겠습니다.
I'm going to talk about the evangelism movement where the Antioch Church was taking place. And we really first look at the Mark's Upper Room movement. The early church is about the Acts 1:1. They grab hold on to the fact that the Jesus is the Christ. Then they really started having the covenantal prayer. That will be, they grab hold on to the covenant of 1:3:8, and then 14, verse 14, and they really focused on the prayer. That truly only Christ can solve the human's problems. That was the faith that the early church had. Chapter
2.
These unimaginable 15 nations were attached to the early church. And the disciples in the field, they were gathering in the Mark's upper room. And then this is the church that where they have received the answer of the field. And it was a great thing was taking place. Acts 3, there was a crippled man sitting in front of the gate named Beautiful. And that's something that no human beings can solve. And all the officials couldn't solve. All the priests couldn't solve this problem. But Peter said, I will give you what I have in the name of Nazareth, Jesus walk. Then the early church had the evidence that actually crippled men actually stood up. And then they really had the great evidence that it was not only just only Jesus Christ. It's not the just the Jesus Christ, but it's only Jesus Christ. When the Pentecost comes, then because the Holy Spirit was working upon them, then they have received the evidence that the officials and then all this the priests couldn't really have, and a great tremendous thing was taking place. And the 3,000 disciples were gathering. And then because of this crippled man stood up, then through that incident, then 5,000 people were gathering. Through these things in chapter 4, And then there was the court. And the court that Peter was really received the feeling of the Holy Spirit Acts 4:12. Well, there is no name given under this heaven that the people can be received the salvation. What did Peter say? Then Peter said that I cannot help to talk about what I've seen and what I've heard. And then all the crowds of the priests actually returned to God, and those people are the ones who really cherish the traditions, laws. But because they've seen that the crippled man actually stood up, and then these priests actually returned to God. Just like that, the evangelism movement was really taking place upon the early church through the work of the Holy Spirit. And then the people of the early church, but from some time on, then this early church is really becoming a little weird. At Mount Olives, and the early church people received the mission. And God gave the many fields attached to them. And 3,000 disciples, 5,000 disciples were added to them. The Peter testified, and then all these people really returned. Then some strange thing really happened in chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira appeared. And there are this couple appearing. These people really changed really weirdly. How did they change? In front of that, they just really deceived in front of people that they really promised to give as the offerings. Then this couple actually died because of this deception. And here, what should we see? Ananias and Sapphira died because they received their offerings. Actually, Ananias and Sapphira didn't really have this alive mind, heart in them. These 3,000 disciples added, 5,000 disciples were rising up. All these disciples were rising up, and on the crowd of the priests were really returned to God, and then lots of people were revived. The gospel ministry was really taking place like that. But then, what was cooled down in them? Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria to the end of the earth. Then all what they did should have was the world evangelization. And what was really disappearing? The gospel that they have received for the first time was actually disappearing, and that was the problem. Through Christ, and then all this movement was really taking place. But then they really started being. Then they really lost hold of all this thanksgiving, and all this moved heart was really disappeared. That's why that's what the Ananias and Sapphira had. Then there's no. So they really don't really have this And the thirsty, they are not really thirsty for the gospel anymore. They really didn't was looking for the gospel anywhere, because it was the spiritual state of Ananias and Sapphira. The gospel that they have received at the first time, it's all disappeared. Through the movement and all these 15 nations really gathered, then all this movement was really had to take place. But they actually stopped. The Ananias and Sapphira, that's why they were taken away from by God. Then Acts 6. Only prayer, only God's word, only gospel, only evangelism, only church. That's what they only know. Three thousand, 5,000 disciples were added, and then all crowd of the priests really were added. Then from the chapter 5, Acts 5, all this early church really started kind of shifted to the weird way. Why all these Hebrews? They were all started talking about that to Greeks, how come all this food is allocated more? Then why are you like just looking down on us? Inside of the church, all these people started really divided into the groups. Within the church, and they really thought that it was a problem, only though it was no problem at all. Why? Because they really disappear all this gospel to look upon the gospel. All the thirst for the gospel, it all disappeared. So they really don't look up the gospel. That's why through the charity, all these people started really having the group of the division of among themselves. Then they will just look at the things that was not problem at all as the problems. And with all these small things, and they really start having the quarrel. Acts 7. God gave the Stephens. The early church people, they really needed to grab hold on to the Acts 1:1-8. Verse 3, in the Mount Olives, they already received the covenant of the world evangelization. Go to all the nations. You really have to heal all the people, all the nations. You really have to be the witness of all the nations. And then you should really, this covenant should be really taking place. And this early church people, to the early church, all these 3,000, 5,000 disciples were really added. Then, but that these people in the early church really started cooling down, and then they really started showing the interest in the very small things. The Greeks, Hebrews, they keep fighting over this, or the charity things. Then that's why God gave the Stephen's suffering. Why was it given? You know that the Stephen was stoned to death. And then he really shared the correct gospel, accurate gospel, what's preached by Stephen. There are the two different lines. In the church, they always talk about the positions and have the crowds then insist on them and themselves, and then thinking about all about themselves, that in the line of not the things that is not the gospel. They never mention about, they never have the interest in the evangelism. People, when people get together, then these people just want to lead the whole thing. Then there are the people, group of people who are really like the Ananias and Sapphira, and with the small things, and then they will be divided into the Greeks and the Hebrews, and they really becoming really gathering together, because they can really, they have their minds really matched. But there was a disciple like Stephen who could really share and declare the word of God in an accurate way, and he was killed. But because of through this incident of Stephen, there were the scattered disciples. That's the deacon Philip to the Samaria. That it was that Samaria is the land where the lots of scars remained. Then Philip, Deacon Philip, was sent there, and then through him it was all revived, and all the evangelism disciples really raised up, and there was the people person like that. In the Acts 9, what did God do? That Saul was converted to Paul. Who else was there? Then Ananias, the disciple Ananias, someone who was really grabbed hold on to the covenant of the region that he called Damascus, and he was praying for that place, region. In Jerusalem, there was a great work happening until chapter 4. And then the church got revived. Now they have the financial power. All the disciples are gathering. People are gathering. Disciples are gathering. Then with the center of the Jerusalem. Because there was the work, great work happening at the center of the Jerusalem, so people just tried to live there and don't really move. But God told them that you have to go to all the land, go to all the people, all the revive, and go to all the next generations. But because upon the one church, all this great work was happening, so people really started having the cool down. And those people were used to chasing after the fields, but they stopped going there. Then Samaria is the Acts 1:3 was fulfilled. And then through the small things, and then people will fight over the small things and within the church. That's why through the Stephen's incident, and the people were scattered all over the place. Why? Because to the Samaria, Samaria has to be revived, and all the Gentiles must be revived as well. But they really didn't pay attention to all those things, and they were really focusing on what's really going on inside of the church. That's why God allowed this Stephen's incident, which just happened. He staked his life and to really declare the accurate gospel. And through this incident, then Deacon Philip entered into the region called Samaria. And then Acts 1:8 was fulfilled in through that. To the go through the Samaria, then to the Rome, to the Gentiles, we have to go. But there was no one who would go to the Gentiles. That's why in Damascus there was the Saul converted to Paul. Then there was the work commission worker named Ananias. Who was Ananias? And Tabitha. In Joppa, there was a person called Tabitha. And there was Simon. Through Simon, the Cornelius was returned. The Cornelius, all this general, returned to God. Through Stephen's incident, that was the reason why God allowed this incident happen. There was lots of work of God happened in Jerusalem, but you shouldn't stay there. You really have to go to all the nations, to all the nations that God really wants us to heal these people. To the 237 nations, all the nations, this gospel must be really declared. That's what God really wants. But continuously the work was really taking place in the Jerusalem. That's why people didn't really move. They really stayed, and then over the small thing they fought. That's why God really scattered all the people to each regions. Then all the people were really changed as the disciples to really be able to scatter. Through the Stephen's incident, and all the Samaria was evangelized, and then the Saul was became Paul to save the Gentiles. Ananias, Simon, and Tabitha, all these commission workers were also prepared. Our church, all of us really need to be scattered. And in that each region, just like Stephen, you really have to declare the accurate gospel. You really have to have the healing. And all the just like Saul really changed to the Paul, the all these really need to have that your role is like Ananias. What are you gonna do? You have to look for the disciples, the world movement, Christ movement, the evangelism movement. That's the movement you have to have. And then what kind of occupation you had? It was nothing if when the people look at them, but through the small job, and then they were really looking and found the disciples in that region. Simon was someone who could really make the bags and all that. Wasn't nothing special, but with his own occupation, he was really having this gospel movement. And in Acts 10, that Peter declared preached the gospel, and upon the Cornelius, there was the work of the Holy Spirit. That all these Gentiles and all the commanders, all the officials, they were really could see the work of God, the work of the Holy Spirit. And then what is that? Today, you and I really, for the sake of this region, you should really become the scattered disciples, because you are the scattered to each region. In that region, you must really find out the 70 fields, 70 disciples. The continuously the life movement should be taking place. Then the word movement should be taking place. If you find the life, then you have to really nurture them with the word. Then you really have to make sure to heal them. Then from there, that all the disciples must raise up.
정말 여러분을요 이렇게 보내 타성하신 분.
So just like Ananias, then just like Simon, just like Tabitha, you are all scattered to each region. God is the one who scattered all of you. So you grab hold onto that covenant, you have to enjoy this blessing and covenant all the time.
그래서 이런 일들을 통해서 스데반의 환난을 인해서
Through this, through the Ananias, the Stephen's incident, Antioch Church was formed. Antioch Church, what kind of blessing was that? It's a team ministry. Then they could find the accurate disciples and they were having the camp training. And there was the movement, evangelism movement that was taking place in the Antioch Church. Then all these missionaries who were dispatched by the Antioch Church, what happened to them? And they revived Asia, they revived the Macedonia. They revived the Ephesians. Then they revived the Rome. Through Rome, all the Europe, all America. Through America, then to all the nations that the gospel was entering. Gospel entered. To Japan, to Korea, to China, through Antioch Church, all this gospel entered. Through the Antioch Church, really had the world evangelization. That's what the Antioch Church did. And they were really making the raising up all the disciples who could really revive all the nations. They found, they look for them, and they found, and then they raised them up. And the church to heal all the whole world. Acts 13, 16, 19, all these people were really revived. So Antioch Church really did the healing ministry very well. And with the centered with the synagogues, all the remnants and the elites were really revived. That's what the Antioch Church did. Through what? Through the Stephen's death. All this God's work was really raising up. So Antioch Church is the church to really revive the 237 remnants and the next generation, the multi ethnics. Acts 17:18. For 2 years, continuously, Paul really called all these disciples in the synagogues. Then Paul had the ministry through the scattered ones. Through the Stephen's incident, then Saul was really changed to the Paul, and then through Paul, then this is the world evangelization and the work of the God that was taking place. This is the life movement, a gospel movement. This is the disciple movement taking place. And that's what really God wants us to do. And that's why the Stephen was killed, but only through one person. Then God really made sure that all the disciple movement was taking place. If all of you stood up in this church, then the great work will be really happening. Then this early church, the work of the early church, we should really restore all this. Tarapan, the 30 Tarapan, we really have to run over these Tarapans from here and there. After the work, you come to church, and after the work, then you really run to all these Tarapans. because of the COVID, because of the contact free age, we lost hold of the field. Then when the church started really having the very stableness, and then we will be just kind of stop moving around. So before we really face to the big problem, we really need to really run into the field. Before you really have the individual failure and the problems, we must make sure that we will be running to the, all these fields. Because no matter what happens, then all these things will be happened by God. It's not you who did it. All the glory need to given, need to be given to God. You have to make sure to revive 5,000 disciples, the tribes. Then you really have to make sure that the next generation will be standing up as the spiritual summit. I make sure that all the 300 regions, we have to have all these disciples. Then one church, Antioch Church, named Antioch Church, through that, and then the whole world was really evangelized. The, really, the work of the Antioch Church should be taking place. And what kind of people were actually gathering in the Antioch Church? What kind of people were they? That is the important thing. These people, Acts 11:19. So those people who were scattered because of the Stephen's persecutions, and these people are the ones like who are really doing and taking place of these ministries, and through that they got together, then they have no choice but to revive the whole world. They grab hold on to the uniqueness of Christ. Even now, the triune God will be really working upon the transcending all the places and time. And they really realized that the great mystery of the light. And the God is the one being the responsible. And we are the watchman of this God's work. And then we are the spiritual doctor, spiritual antenna. We are the embassy, ambassador of Christ. This is the covenant that they really grab hold on to, and then gathering and praying. No matter where they go, then they will really, the forces of darkness was broken down. Then no matter where they go, that in the field, that all the angels were sent already. Every day, they really enjoy the status and the authority. They really grab hold on to the authority, and they had the victory all the time. No matter where they went, they really enjoy the gospel. That's how they enjoyed. Then what did they do with the enjoyment? And then they really became the disciples that they didn't really get swayed by anything else. If you cannot really grab hold on to the covenant and in front of the problem, then you will be deceived. If you have the small problems, you will be deceived. And then things, because your interest is in the physical things, that's why you will be easily deceived by the problems. So right now today, you and I are like the members of the Antioch Church. You should really become the great member like that. And no matter what kind of persecutions and hardships come to us, we are not going to be shaken. Even if the people blame and then really look down on us, we are not going to be swayed, and we are not going to be shaken. They were not the disciple of people, but they were the disciple of the gospel of Christ. That was the member of the Antioch York Church. So I bless all of you all who are in the Azov Gospel Church to really enjoy this blessing. Acts 19:20. On the other hand, what really happened? And the nature and the problem are still very wicked and dirty, and the roots are very dirty and cruel. Ananias and Sapphira fought over the physical thing just because they are themselves are really cold now. Then they really had the motives in them. Then Barnabas offered everything to God, and then the Ananias and Sapphira were falling into the problem of between the Greeks and the Hebrews. And all these things that was imprinted really appeared in the Antioch. In Antioch Church, they were really in this gospel, but then they were really having this. The verse 19, it says they really didn't preach the gospel except the Jews. So to only to the Jews. So the Japanese people, the only Japanese people that we will evangelize. Who you are, you grab hold on to. You lost hold of the covenant of the multi ethnics, and you lost hold of the covenant of the end of the earth. Not only Japan or Japanese. Of course, we have to revive the Japan, but we have to revive 5,000 tribes. That's what God's direction is. That's what God's absolute goal is. That's the movement you have to take place. Because we are the Japanese, we really have to revive all the TCKs. You really have to have the ministry. They didn't really preach the gospel to only to the Jews. That's why God really gave the Stephen's instant persecution. Verse 19 and verse 20. And look at this. Verse 20. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene. Some of them. Cyprus and Cyrene. They are not even popular or famous. They don't even, their names are not known. But these people, what did they do? But they preached the gospel to the Greeks, and so they went over the Jews. They could see the TCKs. So to all these people began to speak. Then tell them the good news about the Lord Jesus. First, of course, we have to revive Japan, but with Japan, all the people need to be revived. Not only Japan, but with Japan, the 237 should be revived. The multi-ethnics and TCKs must be revived. Then because there is the absolute blessing like that, you have to open the eyes. That time, not only the Jews and Greeks, then 21, the verse 21, the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. The great number of people returned to God. I believe through you that all the mountain ethnics in this country will return to God. All the TCKs and great number of TCKs will return to God. You grab hold on to that and you pray every day. Every day you break down the forces of darkness. You grab hold on to the covenant and to TCK, you really have to preach the gospel. Because that's the mission that is given to us in this age. Who is the Greeks in this age? That is the multi-ethnics. Truly, we have to heal them. We have to make them the summit. That's the modern Greeks in this age. Then I really believe that through you, the multi-ethnic Tarapan will be taking place. Then these people will be led to the healing Tarapan. And through you, the summit Tarapan will be taking place. Every day, you really have to receive the blessings for this. And then non-believers' evangelism should be taking place. And then this work will be taking place. And the non-believers will return. The new family will return. The multi-ethnics will return. Physically, spiritually, we really have to heal them. This kind of work of God will be taking place through you. That's the blessing that we can just enjoy. Lastly, number three. All the other people, all the people really gathered. In the Antioch Church, all the people had the Antioch Church had a system that the many people would just gather. Then 26, verse 26. So for the great numbers of people returned. So the whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught a great number of people. So if the new people comes, then you shouldn't really leave them alone. They, you should really nurture them for a year. Then within a year, they should really should have the assurance. So they shouldn't, the people of the Antioch church were not satisfied with just seeing the people just return to God. All the great number of people, they grab hold onto this great number of people, then they really nurture them. Within a year, they really make them disciples. We really have to disciple, make them disciples. All the new family members should be the disciples. Then through them, the another disciples will be produced. Then if we really have this nurturing and discipleship through the all the 70 field, the all other great number of people were really became disciples, but through them there were the commissioned worker. So the Holy Spirit, Barnabas and Saul were selected and were then they really formed the team. You come to church and then you really make the new believers, new family members as the disciples, and then you, there will be the team who will have the world movement. The church leaders, you shouldn't really be that just talking about this must be this and that. All of you must enter into all the systems, and you must really see the empty part. You have to really find someone who is not really standing rooted in the gospel. Over here, then you really have to make sure that the person will become the disciple. And that person, I really become the team to really have the evangelism. Then if you have the team, then 16 to 19. Then the believer and the commission worker who are really nurtured in the church and who are really nurtured and found in outside of the church in the field. There are the commission workers. So the commission worker will be found in the field. And the leaders will be found in the church. And through them, what will be happening? Philip, Lydia. All these people enter into the region. Thessalonians, Jason, Corinthian, Prisca, and Aquila. That's the important. There is an important thing. So it's not really like the Paul really found the Lydia. Was he really going there alone? No, he really actually had the team to enter into the field. In the field, they could find the commission worker. But Paul was present right away. So we could find a commission worker, but if we cannot really explain what was really happening, then it's like everything will be in vain. So Paul really had the team. So he had the Dr. Luke and Jason. In order for them to meet Jason, then Cyrus was with them. And then that's the people who were really prepared in the church. So they got together, then they enter into the field. Then Paul really took Timothy and then gave everything to him. And then from there, the Tarapan started. Paul really just brought all these leaders and to the leaders, all these commission workers was really given. Through the Tarapan, they really had all these disciples and commission workers all gathering together. Then those become the mission home. And through the mission home, one region was really given to this one mission home. Philippi was really given to Lydia. That's why the regional church was formed. So the God today, you really have to have the system to enter into the field. What should you do? So you should really have big picture in yourself. Just like what Antioch Church did. You must really have this movement. Little by little, you gotta do it. Today, why do we have this word? We now have started having the early church work until the Roman evangelization. What really happened between? The conclusion would be that the evangelism disciples were separately rising up, and all the names were recorded. That's the Roman 16, the people in the recorded in the Roman 16. With all of them that Rome was evangelized. And that's why they are all the commanders to revive in one region. Through this one person that you really evangelized, and all the Roman evangelization will be taking place. That's your ministry. Through today's evangelism school, you may not be able to see all these things, but you have to be in this flow. You really are staying somewhere, something, with the something, then you are not really spiritually thirsty because you are satisfied. You are not really thirsty for the gospel. You don't even have all this thanksgiving and all this movement that what you had when you really met the gospel for the first time. So you don't even have the interest in the evangelism. You have the interest in something else inside of the church. Then people are really doing the weird things. They don't even see the flow of the Holy Spirit. They cannot really have the movement, biblical movement. Without realizing, then we will be very dull spiritually. We don't have the sense. Then that's when we became the Jews and religious people and Pharisees. Then our life, our problems in the life won't be resolved. That's why God really take us. Greeks and Hebrews, all these people were really dividing into the groups. But the Stephen really started talking about it, and then they really all scattered, and then they really started running to the field, and then all the darkness was broken down. You really have to change the flow of the spiritual flow. Then you listen to the same word, and then you should just let the things let it go, let it be, and then you really need to go to the field and run to the field. Then if you find one, and that's the start of the foundation of the Antioch Church. That is the whole overall content of the book of Acts. You really have to have that image and pictures. The individually, you are really being raised up. And just like that, you are really making the disciples in each field. And this year, this blessing has been really prepared for you to enjoy. Thank you, God, throughout this evangelism school. Thank you for giving us the great and precious message. And from the work of the early church through Antioch Church to the world evangelization, let us become the disciples like them, and let us be able to raise up all these disciples. Let us be able to nurture them and then become the team with them, so that we can really have the regional church movement to really revive one region. And Lord, please lead each of us. And as a gospel church, among all these commission workers, I really please raise up all these disciples. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen.